The governor of the Reserve Bank has gone populist. He signalled that interest rates are likely to keep rising this year and that it would be unwise to keep them too low for too long. In his first television interview as RBA chief on that well-known finance program, Seven Sunrise, Glenn Stevens also warned Australians that investing in bricks and mortar was no longer an easy road to prosperity. Mr. Stevens' comments are being interpreted as a warning that interest rate pain is on the way. Our business editor, Peter Ryan, has been analysing the surprise television appearance.
Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens is a really bright, unassuming character who really did save this country from the worst of the global financial crisis.
Glenn Stevens normally talks to a select group of people known politely as pointy heads. Bankers, economists, politicians, journalists, and a grab bag of interest groups. But today he found a new audience telling Channel 7's Sunrise program he's just a regular bloke doing his job.
I'm Sydney's most boring person, really.
I joined here after
I finished my degree 30 years ago, and I thought, well, I'll be here for a few years and then I'll go on and do something else, and 30 years later I'm still here.
Glenn Stevens' first television interview was aimed squarely at a mass audience and designed to demystify the often complex decisions made in the Reserve Bank boardroom.
This is where it all happens.
This is where it all happens.
The boardroom.
This is the boardroom.
Sunrise presenter David Kosh was guided through the process of rate decisions as Glenn Stevens reassured viewers that the RBA's thinking was not simply rubber stamped by the board.
Does it get pretty feisty around here when you're discussing particularly whether to move interest rates or do they generally take your advice?
Feisty isn't the word I'd use to describe the discussion. It's very well mannered, but it's certainly intense. They're not here to be a rubber stamp. They're here to test our arguments and to make sure that we're on the right track.
But Mr. Stevens had a clear message for anyone in middle Australia with a mortgage, especially those who borrowed to the hilt when rates were at their emergency lows.
I think it would be not doing people any favours to have a prolonged period of very low rates and then hammer them unexpectedly. And of course, the banks that are lending the money should be, and I'm sure are, testing the potential borrower. Can you handle some rise in interest rates?
Glenn Stevens also signalled that a potential bubble in residential property prices might force rates higher, warning that the traditional investment of bricks and mortar might now be a dangerous course.
I think it is a mistake to assume that riskless, easy, guaranteed way to prosperity is just to be leveraged up into property. You know, it isn't going to be that easy. And I think if we think about property prices as parents, and you're a parent, as am I, I've got kids that within not too many more years are going to want somewhere of their own to live, and you wonder, you know, how is that going to be afforded?
Glenn Stevens' targeted comments are a first for a Reserve Bank governor, according to Macquarie Group's interest rate strategist, Rory Robertson.
I certainly can't remember a Reserve Bank governor in Australia going on breakfast TV, essentially advertising higher interest rates.
Rory Robertson says the switch to a commercial television audience is the latest in wider communication by the Reserve Bank, coming after the release of board minutes and statements on rate decisions, even when they're left on hold.
Well, I think the governor, Governor Stevens, has really ramped up the communications process since he became governor a couple of years ago. I think that he's grown into his job, and he now, when you see him in public forums, both giving his speeches and in the question and answer sessions, I think he has great presence, and he's very, very authoritative in his answers. So I think personally he would be confident that he can deal with anything thrown at him in any forum these days. I think that's one of the reasons why he's comfortable enough going on breakfast TV.
Do you believe this is the start of the Reserve Bank wanting to move beyond economists and word watchers such as yourself to the general public, who would be taking a much greater interest in interest rate movements than they might have, say, 10 years ago?
I think it is interesting that the Reserve Bank over the past week in public speeches last week by the governor, by an assistant governor, and also in its financial stability review, all those all those pieces of information were consistent with the Reserve Bank essentially marketing the need for higher rates. And so I'll be surprised if we don't see the Reserve Bank go another step next month.
An RBA spokesman says today's interview was granted as part of the central bank's 50th anniversary events, and that future interviews, while rare, will be considered on a case-by-case basis.
And that's our pointy head, Peter Ryan.